The leader's response to the Pledge of Allegiance letter from Hezbollah fighters. Imam Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, responded to the Pledge of Allegiance letter from the faithful and courageous fighters of the victorious Hezbollah. His letter was published on July 26, 2026. The following is the full text of his letter. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. The Holy Quran says, O you who believe, fight the disbelievers who are in your vicinity, and let them find severity in you. To the esteemed Hujjatul Islam wal Muslimin, Sheikh Naeem Qasim, may his honor endure, the Honorable Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah, and to all the self-sacrificing, patient, resilient commanders and fighters of Hezbollah. May God's greetings, mercy, and blessings be upon you. The letter sent by you, my beloved brothers and sons, the faithful, courageous fighters of the victorious Hezbollah, is worthy of praise and honor. Your message conveys your spirit of endurance and perseverance for the exaltation of Allah's word, reflecting your firm belief in the promises of the Holy Quran and the ennobling ideals of Imam Khomeini and the martyred leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei. May God sanctify their souls. Today, as the nations of the world have grown weary of the tyranny and oppression of the US government and the criminal Zionists, who are the destroyers of lives and generations, there remains no path forward except jihad and resistance. And steadfastness on this path will bring the promised divine victory to the mujahideen who are on the path of truth. The Holy Quran says, And helping the believers is ever incumbent on us. Now that Lebanon's Hezbollah stands like an unyielding rock as the forerunner of groups engaged in jihad against the savage aggression of the Zionist regime and its supporters, this steadfastness has become an inspiring message for the free nations of the world in their quest for liberation from the oppression and tyranny of global arrogance and its proxies. Undoubtedly, a significant measure of this great achievement is due to the patience, nobility, self-sacrifice, and support of the Lebanese people, particularly those in the southern region. In line with the policy set by the great martyred leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, may God be pleased with him, the Islamic Republic of Iran considers the defense of these oppressed yet powerful mujahideen to be its strategic mandate. Consequently, it has designated the preservation of Lebanon's territorial integrity and the absolute, unconditional termination of the Zionist regime's aggression as the primary condition for any agreement to ending the imposed war against the aggressive United States. And the Islamic Republic is strongly determined to realize it. May Almighty God's blessings and mercy be upon the martyrs, the wounded, and their patient families, as well as upon those who have been displaced on the path of God and have endured hardships. May God's peace be upon the heavenly soul of Hezbollah's Master of Martyrs, Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, upon all the preceding commanders of the resistance, and upon his martyred companions. May God be pleased with all of them. They transformed the sapling of Islamic resistance into a mighty tree, where its roots are firm and its branches reach into the sky. These are fighters who, through their jihad and resistance, have brought honor and high repute to Lebanon throughout the Islamic world. In conclusion, I am hopeful that through the blessing of the benevolent prayers of our Master, Imam Mahdi, may God Almighty hasten his noble reappearance, various forms of divine grace and favor will encompass all the mujahideen, martyrs and veterans of the resistance, as well as those who've been displaced and their patient families. The Holy Quran says, And we desire to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land, and to make them leaders, and to make them the inheritors. May God's greetings, mercy, and blessings be upon you.